We have feedback on the roller coaster conversation. Jeff, before I get to these texts, you have selected a couple that stand out to you.
Yes, like this one. Jeff, what's wrong with you? Some parents may be petrified of heights. Now, that being said, I'm terrified of heights myself. But if my kids get on, I'm getting on. Dad's got to be the hero, not the villain. Jay in Waterford. See, that's all I'm talking about.
But Dad's not the villain if he takes the kid to an amusement park and watches the kid ride the rides.
I have one more for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says, why not just allow your kids to sit on the couch and watch phones if you're not going to take them anywhere and be a part of their lives?
Well, hold on.
I would agree.
You could take them there and not ride the roller coaster and be a good parent.
Why are you going?
To reward your kid, because it doesn't have to be about you. It's about your kid.
By the way, I think your kid loses all respect for you.
You think your nine-year-old is like, oh.
If my nine-year-old says, Daddy, go on the Top Thrill Dragster 2 with me, and I said no, I would feel guilty and awful for the rest of my life. I have thousands of bad takes in the sports radio, and I don't feel that bad about it. But if Olive asked me to go on a roller coaster and I said no, I would never live that down, I feel.
Some ticket text.
Yes.
110% have to go on the rides. These are fun memories that you would treasure forever while you're hanging out with your kids.
Of course.
Says, Jesus, Jeff, no, these are not bad parents. You continue to prove you're a terrible human being. Why don't you go harass more employees at Chipotle?
I don't
harass
them.
Is that something you do?
No.
An extra scoop of chicken. I said extra.
I get extra rice, too.
Oh, okay.
No. I pay for the extra chicken if I'm going
to
get it.
Do you do the thing where once they've already started to scoop the one, then you call for a second one?
No. Dude, I'm a great patron. How dare you? What's the matter? I'm not this monster that people make me out to be, I don't think.
Tech says, I understand where Rieger's coming from, but I can't do roller coasters. I get motion sickness. Generally speaking, I try to participate with my kids, but I can't do carnival rides or coasters. Am I a bad parent?
Isn't that something to take medicine for?
You can, the Dramamine?
There you go.
Yeah. Jeff just keeps upping his awful takes games. Kudos. You really got to give it to him. Let's get to Joe
How
in Madison
is this
Heights.
An awful take?
Joe, what's up? Because you said it.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
What's up?
Yeah, I'm 65 years old, and I belong to a roller coaster club called American Coaster Enthusiasts. And the first thing you want to do, you're not a bad parent if you let them ride alone. What you want to do in the front of the park, they get measured out. Every coaster has a requirement as far as safety. So they'll put the wristband on you. I think it's 48 and then up to 52 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. It puts everybody at ease, including the kid. It's not dangerous at all. But the coasters I would not go on, you're going to scare the kids to death. The Magnum is one of the worst. Us coaster geeks, I went on what you call the magic seats, the most airtime in the park, but it's like a train wreck. Do not put them on the Magnum.
Don't put the kids on the Magnum. The Magnum's amazing, Joe.
But
with
it's
that.
So rough. Like,
I know,
it's really
but it's
rickety.
That awesome climb up.
No, not in three it isn't. In what? The magic seat, row three, it was like a train wreck. But Magnum is great. But
I got you.
The ones I would put them on is like Millennium Force. Seat two. It's real smooth there.
Seat
no problem.
Two.
Sirens
How about the level
the
of detail
seat.
Here?
Yeah.
You really are. What did you say? Coaster what?
Enthusiast.
Well, he's
Enthusiast.
Telling us the magic seats.
Yeah.
The magic seat. Yeah.
How do you find those out before you go? Can you Google those?
Oh, you know, just talking to the coaster geeks. We like airtime. Okay. We like being up. We like being off our seat more than on it. So
see that, my friends, that's a risk taker. That's like somebody on the old blue streak when you loosen the seatbelt and the bar, you put it very loose and
so
then you can fly out of the seat as you're going over the hill. It's good stuff.
Steve in Belleville, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. First time, long time.
Awesome. Good morning.
My son was 7 when we went on to Millennium Force. And on the first drop down, he passed out. By the time we got serious, when we got through the tunnels on after that first turn, I was trying to wake him up, and he did wake up, and he just went back to screaming. And as a parent, I would not have wanted anybody else to be sitting next to him except me, because it was really scary there for a second.
For sure.
Yeah, of course. I get that.
But that did not stop him. We went back on it shortly after that day. And going down the first hill, I see him holding his breath, and I'm like, dude, you got to breathe. Breathe, breathe. So he starts breathing going down the first hill, and he made it the whole way around.
So that is a cool story. That is a point for you, Jeff. Exactly. That is an active father helping his young child.
See? And that poor kid, if he went on without his father.
All alone, passed out, traumatized.
Yeah, you know what's really fun?
I don't think you send him with a stranger. If they're going alone, they're going with like
friend?
Cousins, friends. Yeah, they're not going to go on a roller coaster sitting next to a stranger.
Like when Olive gets a little older and she will go on the bigger rides, I'm going to do the old bolt trick on her. You know, you carry the bolt in your pocket and you say this came from your seat on the way up. Freaks him out a little. No,
don't
maybe not. Maybe that's a little
the
too
old
far.
Bolt trick. You know that one, right?
I've seen the old bolt trick.
God.
What's he talking about?
Uh-oh. Tech says, I'm with Gov. F going on uncomfortable rides at this age. Says, better to take the kids to Cedar Point and let them ride than not take them at all.
I guess.
Don't take your kids to Cedar Point if you're not going to go on rides with them. Rieger's right. Horrible parents.
There you go. Scumbags, I believe I said.
Says, scumbag is harsh, but yes, Jeff's right. Jim, I'm 33. I went to Cedar Point with 15 30-year-old friends, wives, and girlfriends over the summer.
There you go. There's Jim. Too good for Cedar Point, America's roller coaster.
I don't know if it's that I'm also hopped up on a whole bunch of cold medicine today, too. It just does not sound fun being on a roller coaster this morning.
The roller coasters are
great. I'm all like, whoa.
Okay.
So. You know what I would love out of this conversation? You just said the little Cedar Point tagline. It's for you to be the announcer for a ride.
Oh, I could do that. Like, we're going to take you up.
We could probably make that happen, like, for a day.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Through our media stuff. Where
Let's
we
do
reach
it
out
now when the kids in Ohio are back in school so the lines aren't long so we could ride the rides nonstop.
Your voice is perfect for Halloween.
Yeah, I know.
Scare people.
Exactly. We're going to take you up 3,000 feet and drop you. Please keep your arms and hands inside the coaster at all time. Thank you for riding at Cedar Point, America's roller coaster. All clear.
Burp. Oh, a bolt! Wait, okay, the old bolt trick.
By the way, if you're going up that hill and it goes clickety click, don't look down because a bolt might have come loose.
Just imagine like different people at work here doing that. Like Valeni, this sucks.
Valeni would be like, "Get on the damn ride already!"
Seriously, you've been waiting in line for an hour. What are we doing?
My God, you people! What are you scared? That kid's crying. Get him out of here.
Let's get to Larry and Howell. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
What's up?
Good. Hey, I'm 68 years old. I've had a couple heart attacks, and I still go on every single ride, whether it's Cedar Point, Disney, Universal. I go on every one of them with my kids, my grandkids, because I can remember growing up as a child and my parents taking me and having to go on those things alone with some stranger. And everything else, and it kind of sucked. So, you know, if that's what they want, and it makes them happy, it makes me happy when it's all over with. Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, it's thrilling. Sometimes you even sit back and go, I'm not doing that again, and then you jump on
that's
the
right.
next one, and you have a great time.
You know what, Larry? You're making Jim feel bad about himself. Jim, at age 30, will not go on the rides, yet Larry has had a couple of heart issues, and he's down for it.
I didn't say I wouldn't. I said I don't want to. There's a difference.
I think we should all do a show from one of the roller coasters. Live from the Millennium Force, it's Costin Jansen.
Now, this last ticket text I've circled, and I don't know if it's in reference to any one particular thing you've said today or if it's just a sentiment that people have, but if you'd like to, I know you're good about reading things people say about you. What does that one say?
Who let Jeff reproduce? Dot, dot, dot. What a mistake. This is poor grammar. There's no question mark or anything. It's probably an abundance of evidence that I've supplied them with over the course of the show. Yeah.
Right. Or the course of... time.
Could you call this a career, what I do?
I would say, Jeff, you've carved out a nice career for yourself. I really would. I'm not saying that with any smarm. You don't have to push the alarm button, Greg.
The nicest thing you've ever said.
I try to give you one compliment when you fill in.
A career's pretty good.
Yeah. It's not over yet. 97.1.